Would you join me in prayer? Holy God, may the words of my mouth, with the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight and hearing. For indeed, you are the one who strengthens us. You are the one who saves us. You are the one who gives us hope. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As one travels around Scotland, one of the things that becomes abundantly clear is that the clans did not get along many times. Especially in the early days, they would steal from each other or fight each other for more land and things like that. Except when the English came calling. And then they all came together to fight their common enemy. Now I say generally, I say generally because in the Battle of Culloden, the last pitched battle on the soil of Scotland, there were some Scottish clans that fought on the side of the English. And the sad part about that, let me back up a little bit. One of the things that made the Scottish fighters so feared was what was called the Highland Charge. And the Highland Charge is they would fire one volley of musket shot and then throw down their rifles and then run at the opposing army yelling and screaming in the smoke that they had just fired from what they had just fired. And they would come upon their foes with their big claymore swords, which are from the floor about this tall. And it was a very fearsome charge. But at Culloden, the English general figured it out. Instead of going for the person in front of him, he told his soldiers, go to the person this way. And at the Battle of Culloden, 700 Scots were killed for the first 3 minutes. People get hurt when they can't get along. In many ways, we have not learned the lessons of accepting each other as brothers and sisters. Now, you may be saying, Tom, you talk about this a lot. Yeah, I do. But I think we live in a time where we need to be constantly reminded of what God wants us to be, what God wants from us. And Paul says it very succinctly in his letter to the Romans. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God. We live in very judgmental times. You know that as well as I do. Everywhere we look, we see people denigrating others because of what they believe about politics, what they believe about religion, what they believe about a lot of things. And none of us are immune to it. Not even me. In a piece entitled Accept One Another, Christian essayist Reverend Dan Clendenin shares a story shared by the Reverend Jay Baker, the son of Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. Now, Jay has left some of the conservative beliefs of his parents. And as a minister in the Revolution Church, and I believe it's Minneapolis now. And he talks of how God's love subverts our many tribalisms and idols that demand sacrifices from us. Is such radically inclusive grace not dangerous? Yes, of course it is. But that's the call of the kingdom that Jesus announced. Baker wonders why Rick Warren refused to eat a meal with him. Now, some of you know Rick Warren is the pastor, senior pastor of one of the mega churches in our country. And refused to eat with Jay Baker. Jay said, that richly symbolic act in Scripture, whereby we accept, bless, and honor one another. Especially after Warren defended himself in 2012 after meeting with Muslim leaders, sharing a meal with them, traveling to Syria with them, and starting a ministry to end misunderstandings. And you refuse to eat with a fellow Christian. The problem is that we have come to a point where when some disagree with something we believe or something we said, we hear them, whether they do it or not, we hear them disagreeing with us as persons. And we don't like that. We rebel against that. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, talks about people with different beliefs about eating, about certain days being better than others. It doesn't matter, Jesus is saying, or Paul is saying. God takes care of everyone. None of us is better than the other because of what we believe or how we live. Jesus, in our gospel passage today, reminds us that none of us are loved more or less by God. But all of us are the same in God's eyes. Jesus says, so you also, when you've done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are worthless slaves. We've done only that which we have done, which we ought to have done. What we do doesn't make us better people. We've just done what we're supposed to do. And we need to see and hear everyone with eyes and ears that recognize a child of God. To get away from this judgmentalism is literally threatening humanity, I think. I'm reminded of that old Irish proverb. There once were two cats of Kilkenny. Each cat thought there was one too many. So they fought and they fit and they scratched and they bit. Till instead of two cats, there weren't any. In 1933, Hitler had begun his rise to power. Events in Europe began to ramp up toward World War II. And it was in 1933 that the Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, began what we today now know as World Communion Sunday. And every year since then, it's been a reminder that we need to accept each other. It is a reminder that in spite of our differences, we are loved and accepted by God, by Christ. Of course, I understand it's just about Christians. But I think we can easily extend it to people of other religions, to all the people of the world. Because if we can, then the world's in trouble. We are all in trouble. With digital media, we are learning about things instantly when they happen. A news cycle turns over a number of times each and every day with negative things And thus they are compounded at an incredible pace that we as humans have trouble wrapping our minds around. We don't have a chance to think about things before the next thing keeps coming. We need to accept people for what they are and to accept them as the children of God that they are. You know, in many ways, after the English took control, the clans of Scotland began to get along a lot better. At least a lot better than when they ruled their little fiefdoms of Scotland. And I think the same can be said for us. If we let God be the one who rules our lives, if we can do that, it will not matter what others believe, because it's not up to us. It's up to God. The old saying, let go, let God. Paul said it well. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister or you? Why do you despise your brother or sister? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God. And so my prayer for us as individuals, as a church, as a world, on this World Communion Sunday, is that we will have the will to let God be God and just love and accept those whom God loves. Amen.